This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What would you like to get off your chest? Are you holding on to secrets, fears, or frustrations? We all carry around different stressors, both big and small. Don't keep it all bottled up inside. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and work through whatever is weighing you down. It's also a great way to learn to resolve conflict, change negative thought patterns, and more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BeHereNow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BeHereNow.
After experiencing the transformative power of a regular meditation practice, it's natural to feel inspired to share this gift and guide others on their own journey of discovery through meditation. Join Buddhist teacher David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell, comedian and creator of the Netflix animated series The Midnight Gospel, for a free online event on Tuesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They'll discuss the profound practices of mindfulness in Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/BeHereNow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell.
We need more love is what it comes down to, but it has to be real love, which means not being judgmental about others and allowing others to be who they are.
Welcome to the Krishna Das Pilgrim Heart Hour. In this podcast, Krishna Das shares his warm-hearted and down-to-earth path to the divine. If you are interested in supporting Krishna Das's podcast, please go to BeHereNowNetwork.com/KD.
Yes, Siaram de de Roma. Siaram de de Hanuman. Siaram de de Hanuman. Siaram de de Siaram de de Hanuman. Siaram de de Hanuman. Siaram de Siaram de de Hanuman. Siaram de de Hanuman. Siaram de Siaram de de Hanuman. Siaram de de Hanuman. Siaram de Siaram de de Hanuman. Siaram de de Hanuman. Siaram de de Bajaranga Vale Baba Hanuman. Jaya Bajaranga Vale Jaya Hanuman. Sankata Mochana Kripanidha. Katamochana Kripanidhan. Siaram de de Hanuman. Siaram de de Siaram de de Hanuman. Siaram de de Hanuman. Bajaranga Vale Baba Hanuman. Bajaranga Vale Karunasagara. Siaram jeje numah, siaram jeje numah, siaram jeje numah. Siaram jeje numan je numan jeje je hanuman gosai. Kripa karo Gurudev kinai sankatamochan kripanadha lala langoti Siaram jeje numan, siaram jeje numan, siaram jeje Siaram jeje Hare Ram 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 Sita Ram 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 Hare Ram 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 Sita Hare Ram 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 Sita Ram 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 Hare Ram Sita Hare Ram 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 Sita Ram 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 Hare Ram 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 Sita Ram Ram Ram
Let's see what's happening here. Is there a difference between chanting kirtan or chanting mala mantra alone? As find the kirtan, chanting kirtan is so much easier than chanting mala mantra. Daily practice of chanting mala find challenging. Yeah. I think ultimately there's no difference. I think there's a lot you can say about it. Certainly, chanting involves music and sound, external sound, that gives us more things to hang our attention on, to keep paying attention. And human beings seem to like singing, making noise, and and spiritually they say that chanting out loud is not only a blessing for you who are doing it, but also then other people get a chance to hear the name being sung, and that's good for them. However, it's really a question of what works for you at any particular time. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. And so sometimes you'll feel like singing out loud, and sometimes it'll be quiet. When you're sitting, I think also when you're chanting, it's very simple. You're just chanting, singing. But when you sit down with your mala, you have lots of expectations. You know, okay, now I have to really meditate. Now I have to, like, you know, something's got to happen now. I got to really do something. And of course, you're screwed right away because, you know, that ruins everything. So from that point of view, chanting is much sneakier because it is meditation, of course. Every repetition of the name is a great blessing. And when we chant out loud or with a group of people, we're just having a good time and enjoying ourselves, and that's fine. When you're home alone with your mala sitting in a corner, you know, it's like grinding it out for a lot of people. And that's only because, though, of our expectations. If we would just sit down and do it and not have any expectation, like, okay, this really has to, I know I have to really meditate. Just do it and then go ahead and, you know, do the rest of your day. You would find that it gets easier and more things will unfold that way. So, yeah. And, you know, why do something that's challenging if you don't have to do it? Why? Because it's challenging because, once again, we want something to happen. We have a different model of what we're doing than when we're just chanting and singing. Same names, same sounds. The only difference is our own heads. My energy just dissipates at the end of the day, and so does my resolve to work, chant, or cook. Okay, so you're going to starve. Spiritually, you won't get anything, and then you won't be able to eat because you're not cooking. You get thrown out of your house, you won't be able to eat, and no, you won't make any spiritual advancement. Oh, that's bad. How to plug into the spirit more easily. Well, listen, there's a million things here. Your blood sugar might be dropping. There could be a million reels while you're getting run down at the end of the day. I don't think it's a spiritual issue, so to speak. I think it's probably a physical, emotional issue. And you should get some blood tests and see what's going on, why you get so tired, and see if there's a physical reason for that. I'm just the opposite. I'm a wreck in the morning, but as the day goes on, once it's nighttime, I'm wide awake. And I can't get to sleep before 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. If I didn't waste so much time at night, God, I'd probably be enlightened already. So it's all dependent on your system. But if you're really not feeling good, you should get checked out. What's the problem? Having trouble transforming a toxic family relationship. Any advice? Well, you know, Ram Dass used to always say, if you want to see how you're doing, if you're making any progress spiritually, go and visit your family. Nothing brings out the worst in us than family situations, to some of us. Yeah, no, family situations can be very difficult and very, let's not use the word toxic, they can be painful. This whole toxic thing, I don't get into that. There's pain and suffering, and then there's not pain and suffering. So if there's pain and suffering, we have to see where is it coming from and why are we feeling that way? Our suffering is based on how we see the world and how we react to the world around us. We're seeing our own version of things and reacting to that. And of course, in families, there's a lot of history, emotional stuff from day one. So there's a lot of stuff stored in there. So it's never only one person's fault. Well, fault is not even the right word. It's a dynamic that's among all the members of the family. So much is happening underneath the surface. So we need more love is what it comes down to. But it has to be real love, which means not being judgmental about others and allowing others to be who they are. That's not easy for us. We want everybody to be who we want them to be so we'll feel okay. which is asking the world a lot, asking, demanding a lot. So it's good work. It certainly shows you where you're not and where you have attachment and aversion and where you're not getting what you want from people. It's very good work. And there are times when you may not want to do that work. That's fine. But ultimately, our hearts have to become as wide as the world. And everyone is inside of that. Even the people that we don't like. So you don't have to like everyone. You don't have to like a person's role, but their soul and who they really are is the same as who you really are. Their soul is real love. They may not know that. They may be stuck in their role, but that doesn't mean that we have to be stuck reacting to the role, although most of the time we are. The whole process of the spiritual path is to release all those, all that damaged stuff, all that stuff that makes us hate other people and fear other people and hold on to other people and push other people away. So we get to the point where we can allow people to be who they are, because we've gotten to the point where we can also allow ourselves to be who we are and not judge ourselves so harshly. So it's a whole thing. There's no button to push to make it all okay. You know, we are the buttons, and we have to work on that stuff if we're going to ever overcome the presence of suffering and unhappiness. If we're going to unwind that and find what's real love, real happiness, real joy in life, we have to find a way to do that. And it starts inside, and then it expands to include others. If you're going to go home or go to your family and just get wiped out all the time, what's the use of that? So you try to work on yourself so that you find a new way to interact with those people. They don't need to find a new way to interact with you. You can't require that of somebody. All we can ask is ourselves to find a new way to not judge, to not evaluate, to not push away, to not anger. So that's the real work. Same question. When Ram Dass says we're all just walking each other home, can you explain clearly how to apply this in your daily life? Well, yeah, we are. Just our lives. We're all interactive with everybody all the time. You get up in the morning, you have some cereal. Somebody grew those oats. Somebody else ground them up. Somebody else made them into Cheerios. Somebody else got the raisins together for you. The grapes, grew the grapes, dried the grapes, made raisins, sent them over here. Somebody put them on the shelves of the store. We didn't do anything except eat. But we wouldn't have anything to eat if it wasn't for everyone around us. So in that sense, we're all so interconnected. And you can't get away from that. You can't. You can go live in a cave in the Himalayas, but you have to eat. Someone's going to have to bring you food. Somehow you have to arrange for food. So we're all walking each other home when we do our work on ourselves and when we invite others into our into our hearts. And that's big time work. And if that's going to happen for us, we ourselves need to begin to unwind and untie some of the knots in our own hearts, which are causing us to have negative reactions to things around us. Negative reactions. You can have non-judgmental reactions, which are clear, and you may choose not to interact with certain people. That doesn't mean it's negative. It could be based on reality. This is not healthy. Let them be who they are. I'm going to be who I am somewhere else. That's perfectly fine. So ultimately, we're all moving home. We're all going home. We're all moving in the same direction. And as we recognize how selfish we are and how self-centered we are, and how we feel like everything revolves around us and I have to be happy first, and then everything else, we'll see what happens. But I need to get what I want. That can be a big problem.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What would you like to get off your chest? Are you holding on to secrets, fears, or frustrations? We all carry around different stressors, both big and small. Don't keep it all bottled up inside. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and work through whatever is weighing you down. It's also a great way to learn to resolve conflict, change negative thought patterns, and more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BeHereNow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BeHereNow.
Because we start to use other people for our own pleasure, for our own needs, and we get manipulative and love just disappears. When there's manipulation, there can't be any love. So I know that a regular practice helps us face the difficulties in life as they come. But what do we do when we feel lost and despair? Well, that's a difficulty in life. Our feelings are part of life. I'm singing, I'm here, but it can feel unbearable to bear some of the things that come to us. Yeah, it can. It can. However, over time, through regular practice, the unbearable changes, the way we relate to what was previously unbearable. It changes. It doesn't get us the same way. It doesn't hurt us so deeply. The weight gets lighter. Because as we do more practice, we're connecting to our inner strength, our inner presence, our own being, our own love, our own good feeling inside, our own strength, which is less reactive. Naturally. And so when difficult and you say unbearable, but you're still here, so it's not unbearable, it's just hard and painful. That's part of life. There's no way around that. Nowhere to go where that's not going to be. You see, so That's why it's important to try to find a way to live in the world in a good way without being destroyed by it. Because there's nowhere else to go and nothing else to do. Some people feel they get born and they're going to die and that's the end to it. I don't know. From everything I've absorbed and been around the last 55 years or so, that doesn't seem to be the way it is. But who knows, you know? So maybe there's no reason for any of this. But the reason is that we hurt and we don't want to. We want to be happy. So when we have a very powerful emotion, like despair, there's ways to deal with those. We can learn ways to deal with complex, difficult, painful emotions. It's not so easy. First, we kind of need to be able to slow down a little bit. Otherwise, we get wiped out by that emotion and we're lost for X amount of time until the energy of that emotion dissipates and then we kind of get back to our usable, mopey self. But there are ways to deal with emotions which change the dynamic inside of us. It changes how we feel them and what it means to feel those dark, heavy, despairing feelings. But it all starts with a commitment to do practice. So when you're singing, if you're singing and paying attention to what you're chanting, at that moment, the feeling is not unbearable. There's this phrase, it's eternal damnation is eternal as long as you're in it. When it passes, it wasn't eternal. The quality of some of these emotions are like eternal damnation. It's always going to be here. I'm always going to feel like this. I'm never really free from this. I just think I am. I'm fooling myself. This is bullshit. I'll never get anywhere. That's called eternal damnation. And as long as that emotion lasts and those feelings are pumped up, we really feel like there's no way out. And then the next day we wake up and we don't feel that bad. And how long we spend in that place, that dark place, has a lot to do with how we live and how we see ourselves and what we're in touch with in our deepest parts. So the more practice you do, you'll spend less time in that eternal damnation. But while you're in it, it will feel eternal. What can you do? That's the deal. That's the way it feels. But if you keep your practice up, when you're chanting, you can't be feeling that. Otherwise, you wouldn't be chanting. You'd be on the floor crying. So even though it seems like it's always there, you're not really always tied to it so strongly. There's a lot more space in there than you think, but we don't see that. It's too subtle. And we also have the expectation that if we do a little bit of practice, this stuff won't bother us anymore. That's what they call unreasonable. It's unreasonable to expect that. But on the other hand, if we don't do some practice, if we don't try to find what's real within us, if we don't try to find a way to let go of this stuff as it comes up, then what? So, what did Maharaji gossip about? There are some say to only speak about spiritual aspects or rather speak less or not at all. But Maharaji used to love gossip. He talked about everything. And people, you know, they didn't know, he would just go on and on. And a lot of times he was talking about the future. Like, there was one guy who had a car, one devotee. And Maharaj, oh, you know, you're going to park your car back there in the back part of the temple, in the jungle. You know, this now there's a road and a parking area back there. But 30 years ago, 40 years ago, or 50 years ago, whatever, there wasn't. But Maharaj said, oh, you'll park your car back there. They didn't know what he was talking about, but because he was just like, he was in the past, the present, the future, all at once, all the time. And of course, he knew everything. So a lot of times he would talk about things to one person. And it was the person over there who got the message. Like, he would say something to somebody. He would talk about the weather or something like, you know, anything. And the person would just be engaged with him. But it was the person sitting over there who heard it, who realized that Maharaji was talking to him and giving him a message or a teaching. And Maharaji knew that, you see, that's how he did things. Rather than just tell somebody, don't do that, or you're doing the wrong thing, he would be over here like yada, 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 and the person over there, oh, would get the message. So everything he was saying was in response to who was there. Well, I can't say everything, but it seemed like much of what he was saying and doing was in response to the people who were there at that time. Of course, in other ways, he was talking to people who we couldn't see. He was visiting somebody in America or in another part of India or another part of the world. He was giving darshan to somebody or showing up in their dreams or in their minds. And he might say something out loud, but it wasn't meant for us. It was really talking to somebody else. It's inconceivable, the state of a being like this. There's no way. For instance, sometimes you're standing on the shore of a lake and you look at the lake and you can see all the trees and mountains and everything around you in that reflection in the lake, right? They're not really there, but it looks like everything's in this small little lake or pond even, or even puddle. You look at the puddle and you can see all kinds of things reflected. They're not really in the puddle, but we see them in the puddle. These great beings see things differently than we do. We only see what our senses allow us to see, what our consciousness, which is locked into the sense input and interprets the information from the senses. These beings have other senses that we don't have. It's inconceivable. It's impossible to understand or experience what they're experiencing at this point until we ourselves transcend our sense of separateness. We're locked into me. They are not. Me, 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 me. All day long, all life long. Me, me, me. Mine, this, mine. I, me, mine. I, me, mine. Like George Harrison said. They're not locked into that. They're everywhere. Hanumanji is called Trikalavesham, the dweller in the three times, past, future, present. At once. How could that be? That's what I mean. How? It's inconceivable. What do I think about dying? What's the next line there? Merging with one or soul stays intact or other. I don't know. You know, I'll let you know later after I die. You know that joke about the old Jewish couple? The guy's really sick. He's very close to death. And his wife says to him, so, you know, do you want to be buried or do you want to be cremated? Well, the guy's quiet for a while. And then he says, surprise me. I love that. The lesson of not interfering with the decisions of loved ones and letting it be has been a challenge, for sure. But suspending judgment is proving even more difficult. Yeah, that's what it means to be a human being. We're full of judgments and evaluating all the time, and we think that we see things, we know what's best, and people should do it the way we want. We would like them to do it because we obviously know what's best, which is not so obviously not true. So when you're stuck in judging other people, you're really locked out of your own heart. And the pain that you feel being crushed by your own thoughts and emotions is terrible. You think we think we know so much. We think we know what people should do and how they should be. We don't. We really don't. But we think we do. And so we evaluate everything in front of us and people, and we think we know who they are and this and that. Boy. So it's very difficult to stop that, to lighten that up. There's no question about it. And our judgments is what causes us pain. Oh, someone sick with COVID was vaccinated and wore masks. I hope you feel better. Yeah, very difficult out there these days with this Delta virus, Delta variation, variant. I am doing practice of Hanuman Chalisa, chanting a lot, but I can't control my anger. How could I control my anger? You know, I was with this Baba once in India who told us, you know, that he used to have a lot of anger. And because he was doing all this Hanuman Puja, and Hanumanji is, there's a wrathful, you know, really warrior aspect to Hanuman as well. So he was doing all this practice and his Shakti was like this, and he would get angry and scream at people. So he told us that he used to have his devotees, he used to serve him his food at a certain time. And if it was 1 minute late, he would explode with anger and throw the food all over the place and not eat. So he told us that when Maharaji used to visit him, Maharaji would take his watch and turn it ahead a little bit so that when the devotees brought the food, he would look at his watch and think that they were late. And just when he was getting ready to throw the food away, Maharaji would grab it and eat it himself. anger. It's just, you know, you can't control anger. That's the wrong way to look at it, I think. Because once the anger is there, once you're in it, in that cloud, there's no controlling it. All you could possibly do is little by little calm your ass down and release the energy, let it flow out of you, let it flow out of you, talk yourself down, calm yourself, but it ain't easy. When you get quieter inside, you can sometimes see that anger coming. You can see it. It's just grabbed you and it's just starting to build. If you can catch it at that point, it's easier to let go of. But it's not easy to do that. I don't think that your anger is coming from doing the Hanuman Chalisa. I don't think that's the case at all. I'm not sure that's just you're implying here. But just keep doing Hanuman Chalisa and ask Hanuman and Maharaja to help you with your anger. That's you have to want to be free of it. You have to want, really want to. It's not enough to just be disappointed in yourself because you're angry again. You have to really want to be free of it. And so you ask them to help you. Why not? Because if you're doing the Hanuman Chalisa, you are invoking the presence of Hanuman by doing that. And so you can ask Hanuman to help you. And by doing that, you're creating a little space inside of you where you're open to change. Whether it happens or not at that point, that's not up to us. But we can make the effort to ask for help. We can make the we can create that space by asking for help. Whether it comes or not in that moment, we'll see. Maybe we're not really asking. Or maybe we're not really ready to let go. Maybe there's other stuff going on inside there. All these emotions are so complex and they're all interwoven together, all these destructive, negative emotions. And it's the work that we Westerners have to do. Because we were born into a culture with no understanding of life, with no understanding that there is a way to live in this world in a good way, with real love, with kindness and caring for yourself and others. And it's not all about get, grab, 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 more. But we grew up in that culture, in that milieu. Of more. We need more. More is better. You know. And that's so deeply ingrained in us emotionally too. And that love has been used to control us as children and as people for all these years. It's very difficult to rewire our hearts. It's serious stuff. But it can be done, of course. But if you're singing Hanuman Chalisa, you know, try to not do it totally mechanically. Try to recognize that you're singing to someone. And if you don't think about Hanuman, you can think about Maharaji. You're singing, you're offering this practice to him. Every line is a mantra, and you're offering all these lines to him, like flowers, each word, each syllable, you're offering to the presence of Hanuman Maharaja. And that itself will allow you to go deeper into that, and with a deeper sense of gravity, those negative emotions don't grab you as deeply for as long. So, yes, there is, I don't know, is it a YouTube? Somebody's asking if there's a YouTube video with Maharaji chanting Ram Ram. There is, yeah, and it's actually him. I and Rameshwar Das, we were in Nainital in 1970, of course, when we first got to India. And one of the devotees who invited us to dinner, Dwarka Shah and his family. He had recorded Maharaji on a, they had like tape recorders with tape, you know, like old style. And we had a Walkman tape recorder. I think we did. We must have. And I think it was the first time that we went, sometime in that first visit. I could be wrong. I don't know when Walkmans actually arrived on the planet from wherever they came from. But anyhow, at some point, we recorded He played it on his tape recorder for us, and we recorded it on our Walkman, on, you know, tape to tape. It was very, a lot of tape hiss, a lot of noise, background noise. And over the years, I took it to a studio, and we tried to clean it up and get some of the. So there is definitely, it's somewhere. I don't. Maybe it's on YouTube. I think I saw somebody put it up on YouTube. You know, if I find it, I'll try to put it up on my website, a link to it, if I can. I have it somewhere. The Love Serve Remember Foundation also has it up, I think, somewhere on their website. I could be wrong, but I think they do. And it is Maharaji. Like that. You know, he's not chanting, singing like, you know, yeah. Rama, 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 Shri Rama, Rama, like that. Rama, 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 Rama. We made a tape loop out of it. There's really only maybe 20 seconds total, I think. Maybe 30 seconds at the most. We made a loop out of it. So it just keeps going, 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 going. And is that a good way to connect with Maharaji? That's the other part of your question. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. How do we help the egotistical mind from being bored when becoming nobody? Well, when you're nobody, when you're really nobody, you're actually everybody. It means you're freed from the prison of me, and you've expanded, you've recognized your true nature as the whole universe. How can you be bored? There's nobody to be bored anymore. So all these misunderstanding, these concepts are very, it's very dangerous to our, not dangerous, but hurtful. Because we think we understand what we mean by being nobody. And you mean it's, you're going to be dead. No feeling, no sensation, no enjoyment, no pleasure, no pain, nothing. That's not the way it is. Becoming nobody . It means that you see the truth, which is that you are not a separate thing from all the other separate things in the universe. That you are actually, everything is completely interdependent and connected. Nothing exists by itself completely. Nothing can exist without all the other things that exist. It's called interdependence, connection, interconnection. And when we get out of the prison of our own thoughts, we enter into the universe of love. And you're no longer who you thought you were, who you never were, but you thought you were somebody. But you're really real. Reality, loving awareness, presence, being, Buddha nature, soul, God, whatever you want to call that. And it feels very good. One of the names that describe that is called Sat Chit Ananda, reality, consciousness, and bliss. Those are the qualities of who we really are. That's who we are. We're not, you know, Frank from Toledo, who's depressed. Frank from Toledo is Satchit Ananda, but he doesn't know that. So he's bored and unhappy. But when we get out of the prison of our own thoughts, our own heads, we're freed from all those mistaken beliefs about ourselves. Is it possible to use chanting in meditation as a way to avoid our destiny? And if so, how can we incorporate it in a way that doesn't betray our truest evolution? You can't avoid your destiny, whatever that is, whatever you mean by destiny. The nature of destiny is that it can't be avoided. It might be able to be redirected a little bit, or changed, or lightened up, or there might be some big rocks in the river of our life that can be removed by grace and love. But if you plant seeds of anger, fear, shame, greed, guilt, selfishness, that's what will grow. If you plant seeds of love and compassion and kindness and caring, that's what will grow. What you call destiny, what we call destiny, is what we're, you know, what we're experiencing now is our destiny. This is what we've created in our own past, so to speak. Not me, Krishnadas, but whoever this was in previous existences, if you believe that, if I believe that. My own acts have created this moment and everything in it and everyone in it. There's no way around that. The only thing we can do is learn how to meet each moment in an open, non-judgmental way, in an accepting kind of way. And when we don't react, it's like when we don't react against something, we don't create more karmas. So we don't push, give the energy back to it, and then it comes back again. We let the wave come over us, and the energy dissipates. But we tend to react and push things away because we don't like, or we want more, we want to hold on. Either one of those things creates more suffering. Do I ever dance, jump up and down when chanting? It's hard to play the harmonium when I'm jumping up and down. Krishnadas, I know some may think I should know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Are Hanuman, Krishna, Jesus, Parvati, etc., just different images of the one divine, or are there many gods and goddesses? Yes. That's a good answer. Yes. Yes, there is one divine, and yes, all those beings that you mentioned are forms of that one divine, having different functions, different times, different places. Just as there are a million different beings in the world, there are a million different forms of God. Because every being is actually a different form of that love, has that soul which is absolutely pure. So, there are devotees of Hanuman, Jesus, Krishna, Parvati, etc. Like I said, whatever you like, whatever works for you, that's what you pursue. If you're attracted to Jesus, if that's what turns you on, that's fantastic. It's not necessary to deny that there's a Hanuman or this or that. You don't have to do that to have Jesus be your path. Although there are a lot of people that want to say that their way is the only way. So for them it is. Enjoy, knock yourself out. My way is all ways. All one. Maharaji said, all one. All one. That's the highest teaching in the simplest way. All one. This is something that we will experience directly. It's not something to talk yourself into. You can intellectually agree with it to the point that you don't beat other people up if they don't agree with your situation. But ultimately, we will have that experience of oneness ourselves. Okay, so I want to sing a little bit more. And that's it for today. Let's do the Hanuman mantra for a few minutes. Om Hum Hanumate Namah. Namaha. That Namah, you know, we say Namaha. It's not really Namaha, but when you sing, you have all this extra space. So you have to fill it with something. It's really Namah with an aspirated H at the end. But Westerners, we're not supposed to know anything anyway, so it doesn't matter. We'll just sing along, just a few minutes of this. Om Hum Hanumate Namaha. Om Hum Hanumate Namaha. Om Hum Hanumate. Om Hum Hanumate. Om Hum Hanumate. Yeah.
Charana Saroja Raja Nijamanam Mukuru Sudhar Varano Raghubhara Vimala Jasu Jodhayaku Palachar Buddhihin tanujanike meron pavana kuma siaram bala buddhi vidya ehu mohi harahu klesa bikar se avara ramachandra padaje sharan. Hanuman Gyanana Saga Jekapisti Loka Ujaga Ramaduta Tulita Baladama Anjaniputra Pavana Sutana Mahavir Bikram Bajarangi Matinivar Sumati Kesan Kanchanavaran Viraja Subesa Kanana Kundala Kunchita Kesa Hatha Bajra Ura Dvaja Viraja Kande Munja Tineu Sari Shankara Suvana Kesari Nandan Teja Pratapa Mahajagaban Vidyavana Guni Ati Chatura Ramakaja Karibe Ko Atu Prabhu Charitra Sunibe Ko Rasya Ram Malakam Sita Manabasi Sukshma Rupa Dari Siya Indikala Vikata Rupa Dari Lanka Jarala Nima Rupa Dari Asura Sanhari Ramachandra Ke Kajasanwari Lai Sanyevan Lakhana Jiyaye Sri Raghuvira Harshi Urlai Raghupati Kinhi Bohota Parai Tumamama Priya Bharatahi Samabai Sahasavadana Kumaroj Sagam Sakahi Shri Pratikanta Lagam Sanakadika Pramadi Munisa Narada Sharada Sahita Hisa Yamakumbe Digapala Jahante Kabhi Ko Vidha Kahe Sakke Kahante Upakar Sugriva Inginha Rama Melaya Rajapadadina Maro Mantra Bidishanamana Lankeshwara Bhaya Sabha Jagajana Yuga Sahasra Yojana Parabana Ilyotahi Dura Palajan Prabhu Mudrika Mele Mukamahi Chaladi Langi Gaye Achara Janai Durga Makaja Jagata Kejete Sugama Anugra Tumare Tete Madhuvaare, Marakavaare, Hotana Agya, Vinno Pezaare, Sab Suklahe, Tumhari Sharana, Tumara Chakka Kahu Ko Dharana, Aapana Teja, Tumaro Aape, Tino Loka Hanka Tinkambe Uttapesasha Nakatanahiave Mahavira Jabanamasanave Nasiroga Hare Sabapira Japataniranthara Hanumatabira Sankatate Anuman Churave Manakama Bachana Yana Jolave Sabaparanama Tapasviraja Dina Kekaja Sakalat Masaja Ora Manorat Joko Vilave Sove Amita Jivana Palapave Charon Yuga Paratap Tumhara He Parasidha Jagata Ujjayara Sadhu Santake Tumhara Kavare Asura Nikandana Ramadula Ashta Siddhi No Nidike Data Asavara Dina Janaki Mata Ramarasayana Tumare Pasa Saddara Hoda Gupati Kedasa Tumare Bhajana Ram Ko Pave Janam Janam Ke Dukha Bisarave Anta Kala Raghuvara Pura Jai Jahan Janma Hare Bhakta Kahai Orda Devata Chitna Darai Se Savasukakare Sankat Kate Mete Sabapira Yosumere Hanumata Balabira Je Numan Gosai Kapakaro Guru Devakina Satabar Pat Karakoi Chutahi Bandi Mahasukhoi Yoya Pare Hanuman Chalisa Hoya Siddhi Saki Garisa Tulasi Dasa Sadari Chera Kije Nata Hrdaya Mahadeva Avanatanaya Sankata Harana Mangala Murti Rupa Siyaram Ramalakana Sita Sudhita Hrdaya Vasav Surabhupa Siyavara Chandra Pada Jai Charanam Mangalamurti Marutananda Sakala Amangalamulanekanda Mangalamurti Marutananda Sakala Amangalamulanekanda Ram Jairam, Jai Jairam, Shri Ram Jairam, Jai Jairam. Shri Ram Jairam, Jai Jairam. Sita Ram
Sitaram, 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 Jai Sitaram, Sitaram. Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Sitaram, 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 Jai Sitaram, Sitaram. Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Sitaram, Sitaram, Sitaram. Sitaram, 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 Ram de Ram de Jai Ram, Ram de Ram de Jai Ram. Shri Ram de Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Shri Ram de Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Sitaram, 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 Jai Jai Sitaram. Ram Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Ram Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram.
So great to be back with you again today. Really wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for coming. You know, if we know anything about a path at all, if we know that there might be a way to live in this world in a good way, with an open heart, without fear, it's only because of the great beings that have gone before us on this path. Out of their love, out of their kindness, they left some footprints for us to follow. So, in the same way that they wish for us, in the same way that they wish for us, we wish that all beings everywhere, all of us, be safe, be happy, that all of us have good health and enough to eat. And may we all live in peace. And that ease of heart with whatever comes to us in life. Tvameva mata cha pita tvameva tvameva bandhusha sakha tvameva tvameva videya dravinam tvameva
Mameva Saravam Mama Deva Deva.
Namaste. Take good care. See you again.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What would you like to get off your chest? Are you holding on to secrets, fears, or frustrations? We all carry around different stressors, both big and small. Don't keep it all bottled up inside. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and work through whatever is weighing you down. It's also a great way to learn to resolve conflict, change negative thought patterns, and more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beherenow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/beherenow.